Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So what happened was that slave girl gave birth to a boy. Now, there are two parties claiming. Abd ibn Zam'a, the brother of Sauda, he said that this is my brother because he was born in my father's house to his concubine. So this is my brother. Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas came to the Prophet and said, the Prophet of Allah, my brother told me that he made zina with this girl and that she conceived of him. And, O Prophet of Allah, look at him. So the Prophet ﷺ looked at him, at the boy, and he saw great resemblance of Utbah, the one who fornicated. Then he gave the ruling, which is a rule that we follow. What is the ruling? The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, al-waladu lil-firash. The child that was born belongs to the bed. And the fornicator gets nothing except the stone. Meaning, he does not come out of anything. What does it mean? It means that when a child is born, who owns the bed? If she is a wife, then the child belongs to the husband, the owner of the bed. If she's a concubine, the child belongs to the master who owns the bed. And this fornicator, this man who committed zina, gets nothing except the shame, a stone, nothing. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, to Abd ibn Zam'a, Abd, take your brother. Although he resembles Utbah. Now, when he said to him, take your brother, meaning that the child is the son of Zam'a, as ruled by the ruling of the Prophet, alayhi salam. Okay, what about his sister, Sauda, the mother of the believer? The Prophet told her, as for you, Sauda, take cover from this boy. Though he is technically your brother, though he is the son of your father, but because of the resemblance and because there is doubt, we better be safe rather than sorry, and you wear the hijab. You have to cover. You are the mother of the believers. You're not like any other woman. So take cover of him. This is the ruling that is applied all the time. And it's very important ruling because lot of the people nowadays are involved into zina, are involved into adultery, fornication. So people come, Shaykh, salamu alaykum, we have a problem. MashaAllah, what's your problem? I was going out for 10 years with this girl. I know it's haram, I know it's zina. Okay, MashaAllah, why are you calling me? I said, Shaykh, after 10 years now she's pregnant and I would like to marry her. Just to cover up. I say, this is not permissible. Why? Have you repented? Yes, we both repented. You cannot marry her. Shaykh, do something. Say, Akhi, marriage cannot be made and performed if someone is pregnant. She is not marriageable until she is not conceiving, until she is pure, until she is ready and repenting. So you cannot marry her, first of all. And she has to give birth. After that, after both of you have repented, you can marry her. Okay, Sheikh, what about the child? I'll marry her after a year, after she gives birth. But can I call this child my son? I tell him, what did the Prophet say, alayhi salam? The fornicator receives a stone. You have no relation to that boy. This means I don't have to give him money, maintenance, allowance. No. Okay, can I give him my name? No. He's not. As long as he was born out of wedlock, you cannot claim such a child. And such a marriage cannot happen when the mother is pregnant. And this is a very serious topic. I know a lot, unfortunately, boyfriend, girlfriend, who have married in this condition. Their marriage is invalid, and the child cannot be related to the so-called father. When you open the door and you say, yeah, come on, get married, Malish, oh, claim the boy. He's 22 years old. Claim him now. It's okay. It's always better late than never. And people would be encouraged to fall into sin, to have relationships. If she's pregnant, we marry her. If not, alhamdulillah, 1 year, 2 years and change, girlfriend, boyfriend. All of this is prohibited. Islam protects everything that relates to the family, to the reputation. If you slander a person by accusing him of adultery and you don't provide the evidence, you're flogged 80 lashes. If you speak about a woman and you say, oh, she's a prostitute, she does this, she does that, her reputation is protected by Islam. Provide your four evidences. I don't have any. To be flogged 80 lashes, and so on. So this is a serious issue that people should be careful in not falling into that. Do we have any questions? Masha Allah, tabarakallah. We start from the very back.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam.
If a woman commits adultery and lies and curses herself in front of the judge, is there any forgiveness for her?
Is there any?
Forgiveness for her.
That's a good question, but make it as a rule that you follow in all such questions. There isn't any sin on earth that Allah would not forgive those who come in repentance and seeking His forgiveness. What is the greatest and most serious sin on earth? Shirk. Even shirk. If the people come and ask Allah for forgiveness and repent and show remorse and never go back to it again, Allah would erase that altogether. This sin is similarly done. However, when she says such a thing and she wants to repent, and she repents, does Allah accept her repentance? Part of her repentance is to say that this child is not this man's, right? But if she says, no, no, I repent, I don't want Allah's curse to be on me, but I will not say that he is not his child, you are in big trouble. Not only that, by default, if the man still ignores that child to be his and is adamant not to confess that he's his, because he isn't, in this case, the child would be attributed to the family of the mother. So if she repents in this case, and there is no harm done in the sense that the boy will not inherit his so-called father because he's not his father, in this case, inshallah, Allah will forgive her and would accept her repentance.
Sheikh, nowadays there is a concept of sperm donating, wherein they prepare an egg, something, and they plant in the female. Okay? So is this regarded as zina, or what the ruling on it?
This is not regarded as zina is defined by a specific conditions, and among them that there is physical contact, and not only minimal physical contact, but full contact that is described graphically in the books of fiqh, and I'm not going to go into that at the moment. However, what you're referring to is a procedure medically known, if I'm not mistaken, as IVF. And this procedure is not permitted between the two, the husband and the wife, unless the sperm is from the husband himself and the egg to be fertilized is from the wife herself. This is the only acceptable means. Sperm donation is one of the major and greatest sins, because when you donate sperm, then the lineage would be all mixed up, and those who inherit would not be entitled to inherit, and it's not his child. And likewise, if what they call a surrogate mother is the one who accepts the egg of another woman and the sperm of someone who's not her husband to be fertilized, and then she conceives a child, all of this is un-Islamic, and it's called illegitimate acts. But does it take the ruling of zina, meaning that we can flog them, we can stone them? The answer is no. Then Allah knows best.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Assalam.
Shaykh, in countries like India here, we have Muslim law, and some people, let's say they fornicate, and they say that they repent later, and they say, we want to get 100 lashes. So what is ruling for them? How do they repent, and if they don't have Sharia here?
Allah Azza wa Jal loves that people, sinners, conceal their sins and not show these sins off. And we will get, inshallah, to the chapter that deals with prescribed punishment. But we all know the hadith of Ma'iz ibn Malik, may Allah be pleased with him, who came to the Prophet ﷺ asking him to purify him. And the Prophet ignored him ﷺ 4 times. He's not bloodthirsty, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If he would have wanted to kill him, he would have done the first time. He comes, say, I fornicated. He looks the other way around. The man goes, I fornicated. The prophet looks the other way around. Four times. And then he asked, is he crazy? He said, no. Maybe he had some intoxicants. Go and smell his mouth. He said, he's sober. He didn't take anything. And the prophet is asking him again so that he would, yeah, and he maybe feel shy and retreat from his confession. Maybe you kissed her. Maybe you hugged her. Maybe you touched her. And the man said, no, no, no. So Islam protects. If a man comes to me and says, and a lot of people came to me and said, purify us. We have committed adultery. Women ask the same thing. And we tell them, Allah wants you to conceal. Ask Allah forgiveness. Never tell anyone about your sin, not a single soul. And repent, and Allah will forgive you. End of story. So in such non-Muslim countries, they're advised this advice. Even in Muslim countries, when they come, the judge would do the same to them. They would tell them, go back and cover yourself up. And if they insist and insist and insist, in Muslim countries, yes, they would be punished in accordance to the Quran Sunnah. Generally speaking, we tell them not to.
Sheikh, my question is that when the verse was revealed, my question is regarding the previous hadith. When the verse was revealed that those who accuse their wives of adultery or fornication, so this verse was revealed when the man was accusing his wife of adultery. So does this implicate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was pointing out this man of falsely accusing his wife of adultery by revealing it at this time?
I understand the question. There is a general rule in usul al-fiqh which says al-ibratu bi'umum al-lafzi la bi-khusus al-sabab. When something is revealed, what we learn from it is what the text indicates, generally speaking, not in a specific case that it was revealed for. If you look at the Quran, for example, Surah Al-Mujadala, the woman that came to the Prophet ﷺ and said that my husband, after all these years of marriage, he said that you are haram to me like my mother's back. So what to do? Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the ayat, the verses, telling that if they want to go back to their wives, they have to free a slave if unable, fast 2 months consecutively, if unable, feed 60 poor people. Now, if someone now does it, we say, do the same. If someone says, yeah, but this was revealed in Hilal ibn Umayyah, for example, or the companion that was specifically revealed for, said, no, 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 no. The cause and the reason is not specific. We take the evidence in its general context to fit all those who are similar in description to that. So this case, if someone slanders his wife or he sees his wife cheating, this applies to him exactly because it fits the same description. This is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.